Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Is this Mark?
Yes.
Mark Smith. Great.
Yes.
Mr. Smith, my name is Tony from Opinion Research, and we're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. We're not selling anything, and we will not ask for a donation. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
42 years.
42 years.
32.
Okay. Oh, 32. Okay.
32.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? PCC restoration, mason helper or finisher, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, tile setter, stone mason, bricklayer, plasterer, marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher.
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice,
foreman.
Finisher, foreman, okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I haven't been off.
Okay, so you've been working. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more or about the same as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. What about union construction projects? More, about the same, or fewer?
About the same.
About the same. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
There's not enough laborers.
Not enough laborers. Now, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Not that I recall.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or you do not know?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hopefully
now looking
there's
at
no
your
employment.
Okay, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, worse, or stay about the same?
As long as we can get Biden out there, I think we'll do better.
Awesome. Great. Now, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, and safe power tools, no real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns. Okay. Now, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing.
No.
Union organizing.
No.
Political canvassing.
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Now, could you please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from? Friends and neighbors, radio, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, cable news, the internet, or social media. Which one is the most likely that you used to get your news from?
Probably social media.
Social media. And the next one? We have print or online newspapers, cable news, local TV news programming, radio, friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors.
And the third choice?
Probably the news.
The local TV news? And yeah. After that, cable news? Newspapers?
Probably
or radio?
Radio.
Radio. And after radio? Would that be cable news or newspapers?
Neither. I don't do either one.
Okay. So we can select as... Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, jobs and economy, healthcare, the environment, education, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
Was any of them directed at politics? With foreign relations, I guess that would be pretty close.
Foreign policy, okay. We can put something else, if you like.
Well, we need a different president.
Okay. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a question about that, okay? So just allow me to continue. Okay, now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah, I did. It was in one of our flyers.
Have you heard about it a lot, some, or little?
Some.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
I think it should be supported.
Okay, so you think it's very important or somewhat important? Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act.
I really don't know about that.
Okay. And as you may know, the
I'm
United
sure
Auto
our Union presses Democrats.
Okay. Okay. So but you think I, the Democratic like Party will be more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? You can say either party, both, neither, or you don't know.
I really don't know.
Okay. Now, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I haven't even heard nothing about it.
Okay. So you will say that you don't know, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't know either side of it.
Okay. Now, could you please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following? His job as president, overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done supporting or support for labor unions?
Well, the first thing he did was put a whole bunch of them out of work, so.
So you strongly disapprove?
Yeah.
What about the economy? Do you approve or disapprove what Joe Biden has done?
Oh, I disapprove strongly.
Immigration.
He sucks all around.
Okay. So what about healthcare? Do you approve or disapprove
Joe
of
Biden?
Job that he is? Yeah.
Emma and Obama screwed that all up.
So you strongly disapprove, correct?
Yes.
And what about foreign affairs?
Screw that all up.
Okay. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
Well, I'm going to vote.
If the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful?
Yes.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm not too involved with it. I just hear what a lot of coworkers say, and we're actually getting ready to have a vote here for our next president of our union.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And so you don't have a rate, the overall effectiveness of your local union?
I was going to metal. It needs a lot
good.
Of improvement.
Good or just fair?
Fair.
Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Oh, I don't think they're very involved with us, unless we ain't paying our dues, and then they're involved.
Okay, so they should be more involved. Would that be correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The union should be more involved with
their workers,
with the
ones that are paying, paying their salaries.
With the workers, okay. With the workers. Now, the next question.
And the contractor affairs.
Okay, what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Well, we have had an incident where the employer, which is a union contractor, wasn't paying the guys' dues and their health insurance in. And the man contacted our union, and our union said, well, you're going to have to go pay your insurance after it's already been taken off their check. Instead of our union having their back.
So the union should be working to make sure
the union
contractors
should have the workers back.
Okay, the union contractors
like
are paying the due amounts to the workers, correct?
Well, the union contractor was taking it out of the union workers. Check every week, but wasn't paying it in.
Let me read this to you. The union should be working to make sure union contractors are paying the due amount to union members working to union members working with them, correct?
Yes.
On hours, health benefits, all of that, correct?
Yes. Because of a lot of my friends that I work with, they were calling me asking if my insurance has been dropped because all their insurances were dropped.
That way they can back the union workers, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no reason why them guys should have had to take money out of their pocket to pay their insurance after it's already been taken out of their check.
All right. Okay,
and
so
our
let me
union,
write that in. And making sure that workers don't get discounted for already paid insurance, correct?
Correct.
All right.
You know, Andy Kice from your number came up as Payola.
Payola?
Yeah, it came up as Payola, Kansas.
Oh. I'm going to be honest with you. I work for Opinion Research, and we're calling on behalf of our client, the union, okay? And we are doing this survey, asking these questions so they can get all the feedback, okay? So this is completely confidential. Okay? Now, the reason why it shows as another, because I'm not in Kansas, okay? I am in California. I am in the Bay Area, okay? And we do that so that the company does that, so that way we don't influence you, the participant, in any way, shape, or form, okay?
Right.
So that's the reason why they do that. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, text, email, union meetings, or regular mail?
I usually get it from friends at work because they're more involved with it than I am.
But how do you prefer to receive information?
A newsletter that's sent out.
Okay, so just mail. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple of times a year.
Now, are you, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I'm leaning more towards Republican these days.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I'm conservative. So I'm leaning more towards the Republican.
Okay.
But I'll listen to any of them if they sound good.
Okay. Now, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Okay. And what would be your first name, only for verification purposes by my supervisor?
What was that?
What would be your first name?
Mark.
Thank you, sir. Now, we are complete with this survey. I truly thank you. You've been very kind. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening, sir.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.